Coming this morning, Brother Ken Andrews has been a friend of mine since longer than he and I will admit. We go way back. But he's not only been a friend over the years, he's also been my pastor. Just recently resigned the Buell Church of God to go back into evangelistic work and doing chaplaincy work. Brother Andrews is a graduate of school of theology, graduate of Lee College. He's a certified chaplain. He's a man of God. He's the chairman of our state ministerial care board, serves on the evangelism board here in the state, has been on the state council. Now that I've said all that, I just say he's a great man of God, and I want you to give him your undivided attention today, and let's have church.
Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord in this house. I've come to do just that this morning. That's have church. As a matter of fact, you've already had church. Amen. You've already worshiped God in this house in such a wonderful way this morning, as this great choir has led you in song and these special songs that's been sung. So good to hear Sister Frieda again this morning sing. She always blessed our hearts at Buell, and their loss, that loss is y'all's gain, amen, for sure. I deeply love the Stroop family this morning. He wouldn't tell you how long it's been. It's been a while, amen. I met him on a bus going to New York City. Can you imagine? We were going to a YWBA. Yes, that's where we was going, to up there to raise money in our local churches and in our districts for a mission project there. But I love and appreciate the Stroop family, appreciate the opportunity of pastoring them, Alex, Kim, Alicia, and Brad, Sister Frieda, and her dear family. They're like family to us this morning, and we deeply appreciate them. And I know you appreciate their leadership in this church. My, this house is almost, okay, go ahead, give them a hand clap of praise. Appreciation this morning. I appreciate your music minister this morning, Brother Jim Coker. I used to go to camp meeting, and I used to look at him, and I'd say, where does that distinguished pastor pastor? Amen. I just always thought he was a pastor, amen. Camp meeting. I loved his dad, his father. He was such an inspiration to me in my life. But I'll tell you, I love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning. And I've come to worship him in this house in spirit and in truth. For the Bible said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you have your Bibles, would you stand with me this morning? I want to read the Word of God. I appreciate your gifts you're giving to help us go forth and carry the gospel of Jesus Christ in other places. Hebrews chapter 12 this morning. I want to read a few verses from this text today. Hebrews chapter 12. I want to read verse 5, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9, and verse 11. The Lord has laid a message upon my heart this morning to preach in this first service of this great camp meeting that you're engaged in here at the Alabaster Church of God. I believe God's word goes forth and not returns void, but accomplishes what it pleases according to his word. Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 5, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Over in verse 9, he says, furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Verse 11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I want to share with you this morning being in the Father's house. Being in the Father's house. Are you in the Father's house this morning? We're here in the physical, but God wants us to really be here in the spiritual. Would you pray with me now? Father, I thank you for your Holy Ghost anointing. I thank you, Lord, for that anointing that makes preaching effective, God, to the hearts and to the minds of your people this morning. I do pray that the word will go forth and not return void, but accomplish what you please. I pray, God, that it will fall on listening ears this morning and hearts that will be open today to receive the word of the Lord with joy and with gladness. Sometimes, Lord, we are under your hand of discipline. And, Lord, you want to discipline your people. And according to the words that I've read this morning to this congregation, you are a disciplined God, but you're also a loving God. You're a God, Lord, this morning that certainly corrects us, but you're also a God that protects us this morning. I pray, God, that you'll touch every mind, every heart, every person under the sound of my voice today. Anoint them with Holy Ghost anointing. Let the word touch their minds and their hearts. And around these altars, God, may the touch of the Lord come upon your people. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Lift your hand and praise him in this house. Turn around to somebody and say, I've come to have church in the Father's house this morning. I've come to have church in the Father's house. You could be seated. Amen. It's dangerous to say have fellowship in the church. Amen. Because we greet each other like we hadn't saw in each other in about 2 years. And it's only been one service that separated us. Amen. But that's good. I like that. Because I love good Christian fellowship. There's a song that says there's peace and happiness in my Father's house. It goes ahead and says, come on and go with me to my Father's house. For there's joy, joy, great joy in my Father's house. In the text that I've read to you this morning, the Bible declares to us that our Heavenly Father corrects us, the ones he loves. But also the Father that corrects us is a Father that will protect us. He's a Father that will be there in times of need, the Bible said, and in times of trouble. How do we get to the Father's house? Do we have to be old and wait till our hearts quit beating and our blood congeals? Absolutely not. Until we die? No. We can go right into the Father's house and right into the presence of Almighty God. I believe when you started Sunday school this morning and the Word started being taught by Holy Ghost-filled people, that the word went forth and the presence of the Lord came into that Sunday school class. When we came out here to sing the glorious songs of God, I'm telling you what, God started anointing this service already, and we saw heaven come down, and the glory of the Lord has already filled our hearts and filled our lives. Are you glad to be in the Father's presence this morning? Somebody give him a hand clap of praise in this house. I want to declare unto you this morning that we are safe in the Father's house. We are safe in the Father's presence. The Bible talks about the devil going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He might have been chasing you. Amen. He might have been running you down the road. He might have been throwing some rocks at you, some rocks of despair, some rocks of discouragement, some rocks of fear, some rocks of misunderstanding that the enemy might have been throwing at you, and you run on up the path. But I'll tell you this morning, when I can get to my daddy's house, glory be to God, and the front door swings open wide, and he steps out on the front porch, I'm telling you what, I don't have any fear anymore, because I'm in the presence of my Father. Hallelujah. And the devil's got to throw his rocks down, and he's got to go on down the road, because the Father has spoken, and the Father's presence has revealed himself unto me. I'm telling you what, he corrects me, but he also protects me. Could somebody lift your hand and praise him in this house? Hallelujah. How do we relate to the discipline of our Heavenly Father? A little boy says to his daddy, he says, "Daddy, little Johnny," he gets to ride his bicycle down the road and way over there into the park, you know. "But Daddy, you said I can't do that. You said I got to ride my bicycle down our street and in our front yard." And the father looks to the son and says, "Yes, son." You see, little Johnny is fatherless. He doesn't have a father to care about him. He said, "But I'm your father and you're my son, and I love you and I protect you, because you see, I correct you. But I've come to tell you, when you get yourself in trouble, I'm going to be there to help you out. I'm going to come to your rescue. I'm going to come to take care of you when you're in trouble and you have need in your life." Anybody believe our God will do that? Lift your hand and praise him in this house this morning. Somebody praise him just because you love him. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. I don't like it sometimes when my father disciplines me. Amen. I walk around sometimes sold up, fretting and feuding. My lips stuck out like a back porch. Amen. Amen. I don't want your chastening rod a hold of this old flesh, because this old flesh wants to gratify itself. Amen. But my Bible said if you're going to get in the presence of the Father, you're going to have to crucify this old nature. Paul said, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me." He said, if you're going to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, you got to present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's the kind of God we're serving this morning. Anybody believe it? Give him another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. You see, over there, when I don't like discipline, I read in verse 6, he said, "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." Amen. And then down in verse 11, he said, "He will develop in me the fruits of righteousness." Until we allow the Lord, amen, to correct us, we'll never have the fruits of righteousness being manifested in our life. But I'm telling you what, that joy that's sung about, and they like to sing my sermon, but I'm here to tell you, it's unspeakable, and it's full of divine glory, and heaven will come down and glory will fill your soul. Anybody believe it? Say amen. We've got to run to the Father's house. Hebrews 12 and 1 said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience that's set before us in Christ Jesus." I'm telling you what, when our Father calls us, he means business. Amen. He don't want you to fool around. When the Father begins to call you, he wants you to run into his arms. He wants you to run into his presence. When I was raising our kids, and I used to call those kids in from the outside when they were playing, I wanted them to come right then. Amen. I wanted them to come immediately. If I saw a cloud arising and I saw a storm coming, I would call them. Maybe they was a little late coming. They would say, "I was out there playing with Junior. I was out there having a good time." No, when the Father calls, it's time to come. When you feel the wooing of the Holy Ghost, the Father begins to call you, and you feel a drawing of the Spirit of God, it's time to get up from where you are and run into the Father's presence, and let him touch you with power from on high, from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. I wish somebody'd praise him and give him another hand clap of praise in this house. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18 said, "Wherefore come out from among them, Be ye separate people, saith the Lord, and touch not an unclean thing. And I will receive you and be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and ye shall be my daughters. Amen, saith the Lord God Almighty. You might have to leave some friends behind to come to the Father's house. You might have to leave some family behind to come to the Father's house. But ever what it takes for you to get into the Father's presence, he's calling you this morning. Could somebody say amen? I look in the Word of God, and in Luke chapter 15, it talks about a father or a man, the Bible said, that had two sons. We know these sons as the prodigal son and then the elder brother. The prodigal son and the elder brother. Who in the world was the star of this story? It couldn't have been the prodigal son because he was unstable as water. Amen. Amen. One minute at the Father's house, the next minute he was saying, give me your goods. I'm going to leave your presence. I'm going out there to see what the world has to offer. Next, we see him in riotous living. Then we see him in the hog pen. And we know the story, and I'll get to that even just a little bit later. But I'm telling you, he was unstable. The elder brother was very unstable also. Amen. Because he got angry when he heard that his other brother had come home. He was so egotistical. Amen. He was not the star of the show. Who was the star of the show? The father was the star of this story. I'm telling you what, he was stable in all of his ways. He was the only one that was consistent in character. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, he was the consistent father. He was the father that loved in the beginning of the story. He's the father that loved in the middle of the story. He's the father that loved at the end of the story. I'm telling you what, we got a father in heaven that loves you this morning. It doesn't matter if you walked away from his presence. It doesn't matter how far you wandered out in this world. I'm telling you, there's a loving heavenly father that reaches down to the vilest sinner and cleanses them and sets them free. For whom the Son sets free, the Bible said, is free indeed. Come on, shout somebody in this house. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Matthew 11, 28, 29, or 30 said, come on unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. That's the Heavenly Father. Amen. Let us look at the elder brother. I'm telling you what, we know the story, amen, of the younger brother, the prodigal. I want to look at him. I'm telling you what, he spent it all in riotous living. The Bible said it's good from the Father's house. I'll tell you what he decided he wanted. He decided he wanted the Father's presence, the stuff, more than he wanted to be in the Father's presence. Amen. More than he wanted to be at the Father's house. Amen. You see, the devil's trying to do that with church folks today. Amen. He's trying to pull you away from the Father's house. He's trying to offer you the things of the world. And it's not just young folks either. Amen. Oh, no, it's not just young folks either. It's older folks alike. Amen. He's trying to pull us back out there in the world, offering everything you can imagine. Amen. To pull you away from the Father's presence. He got out there, the Bible said, spending his goods in riotous living. Amen. And you know the story very well. He finally came to himself. The Bible said when he got in the hog pen, that's where he had to go when he spent everything that he had. His fair weather friend was there when things was going good, but they left him when things was going bad. Amen. When things was not like they should have been. I'm telling you that that's not a friend. For a friend will stick beside you to the end. They'll go with you as far as you need them to go. They'll stand with you as far as you need them to stand. Amen. That's what a real true friend is. Could somebody say amen? But he came to himself, the Bible said, when he got out there in the hog pen. But I'm telling you this morning, I can see him right there. Oh, with the flies and the gnats matted in his hair, with mud that was covering him from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. But when he came to himself, he would say, I'll arise and I'll go back to my father's house. I'll go back over there. I won't ask my father to be a son anymore. I'll just say, Father, could have come back home and be a hired servant of the law of your house. And when he got up, amen, I see him all of a sudden getting up. I believe, Brother Jim, he started scraping the mud off of his arms and scraping the mud off of his hands. And he said, I thought I didn't want my Father's presence, but I realize I need his presence more than I need his goods. Amen. Because you see, the Father's going to give goods to those that will love him if you'll follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Could somebody say amen? He wasn't wanting his Father's hand, but his Father's heart, but he wanted his Father's hand. But later he realized that he needed the Father's heart. Hallelujah. Could somebody say amen? Look with me this morning also at the elder brother. Amen. The older son. Amen. Here was a man that became angry. The Bible said he became angry when he heard the celebration that his younger son had come home. Amen. When the father had reached out and touched the younger son and brought him in, and there was celebration time, and he'd killed the fatted calf, and he was playing the music, and the older brother, the elder brother, come in, and he heard the sound of the music. He said to the servant, "What's going on?" And the servant said, "Your brother that the father said was dead is now alive." He said, "Your brother that was lost is now found. He's come home." And there's celebration time. How many know that it's celebration time when a sinner prays back through and a prodigal comes back home? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Here was a man that this older brother had never left the father's house. Amen. He had stayed there the whole time. But I'll tell you what he lost. He lost the joy of sonship. He lost the joy of sonship. Looks at the father and said, "Father, I've never left. Went out in riotous living like the younger brother did. Hey man, I've been here all the time." He wanted to blame somebody else. Amen. He wanted to blame somebody else because he'd lost his joy. Lost his joy of sonship. Wanted to blame somebody. Amen. You can't blame nobody for what you lose. And I'm telling you what, if you lose that joy that you sung about this morning, you got to go back to the exact place where you lost it at. You got to seek the Father's presence. You got to seek the Father's will. You got to say, "Oh, Father, I'm tired, amen, in this world, and I want your blessings upon my life." Could somebody say amen? A lot of church folks, amen, lost their joy. Amen. They drag in church. Sit down. Wouldn't raise their hand for nothing. This is one of the greatest preachers in the church of God right here. Your pastor, but no matter how great he's preaching, some folks won't praise God. Amen. Somebody said it like this. Some people slide in, sleep through, and slip out. Not going on around here. Not happening around here. Too much of God in this house. Too much of God's presence in this place. Too much of God's anointing falling every time you come in. And some folks come in and they go to watching somebody that's so full of joy. Amen. Worshiping God. Praising God. Isn't it wonderful to see some people come in here? And I saw it this morning. I watched you when you come in. You were just excited in the Lord. You was glad to be able to come to the house of the Lord. You was able to get in here to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And the joy of the Lord was there. And somebody would look around and say, "Why they got so much joy? Why are they so happy? Why are they so contented?" I'm telling you what, they hadn't lost it. Amen. They still full of joy of the Lord. They weren't going to blame nobody, amen, but because the Lord had touched them with power from on high and the anointing of God's upon them, I'm telling you what, that anointing is ready to fall in this house this morning. Lift up your cup. He'll fill you up. He'll overflow you with the joy of God that's unspeakable and full of divine glory. Somebody give him another hand clap of praise. Father said, son, what are you talking about? You've never killed a fatted calf for me, is what the elder brother had said. You've never killed a fatted calf and had a celebration and brought all of my friends over here before. He said, son, what is mine is yours. I like that. What is mine is yours. I've come by to tell you this morning, the Father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. But I've come by to tell you, what's His is yours. All you got to do is reach out by faith. All you got to do is reach out and receive the power of God. If you need to be saved, He's the author of salvation. I'm telling you what, if you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you what, He will fill you to overflowing. All you got to do is run down to this altar with your hands lifted up to God and praising Almighty God and glorifying the Father and get right in the middle of His presence, and the glory of the Lord will fill you, and you can leave this house full of power and full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Somebody praise Him in this place. Somebody glorify Him. Amen. He did at the Father's table, slept in the Father's bed, and all the time had the goodness of the Father. And the Father said, son, all the time you've been here, that little old calf's been out there in the stall. Amen. Anytime you wanted to, I'm about to feel heaven in this house. Anytime you wanted to, you could go out there. You could kill that calf. You could have had a celebration. You could brought all your friends in here. They could have celebrated with you. They could have had a good time with you. But no, that's not your attitude. That's not your feeling. I'm telling somebody in this house, if that joy that's sung about this morning, if you're about to lose it, go back and find it one more time. Get back to the Father's presence and back to the Father's house. Could somebody say amen in this house? Glory be to God. I'm telling you what, in this place, God is wanting to touch somebody. Stand with me over this building. Hallelujah to the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands. Begin to praise Him. Oh, Jesus. Begin to praise Him in this place. Begin to magnify Him and lift Him up. If you wandered too far away this morning from the Father's house and the Father's presence, get up. Get up, get up. Scrape the mud off of your arms. Scrape the things of the world off of you. Because the Father's speaking this morning, and He's saying, arise. This old boy got up with the filth of the world all over him and said, I'm heading home. I'm heading home. I remember what it was like. I remember what it was like when I was at my Father's house. Slip his arms around me, pull me close to his side. His son, Daddy sure does love you. My dad died when I was 6 years old. I didn't have a long relationship with him. It was back in the early 50s, and tuberculosis was so prevalent. He was in a sanatorium in Decatur. But I was playing out in the yard one day, Pastor. And I looked up. And I saw my daddy, the Jim, coming down the road. I thought a king was coming. I saw the smile on his face. And I said, I've got to run. I was probably barefooted. But I took off running full speed. Because my daddy was coming to me. I was going to get in his presence one more time. Been a while since I saw him. But I knew him. I knew him. Been a while since that father had seen that son. But he knew him, and the son said, I got to get back in my father's presence again. I leaped into his arms, felt like I jumped 15 feet. And he hugged me real tight and said, son, I'm so glad to see you. That's what the father's saying in this house this morning to somebody. If you'll just yield to him, pray with me, would you? Father, I thank you for your presence. It was sung down in this house this morning, Lord. It was sung down in this place. The glory of the Lord filled this house and singing. Lord, I have felt your presence in this place through the preached word. I thank you, God, this morning for your fresh anointing. God, across this congregation, if there's a person that's followed you afar off, if there's one person that says, I think I'll go out there and see what the world's got to offer, and they've left the Father's presence and went out in the world, God, I pray that you draw them right now to you. Lord, on this Sunday morning, God, in the very beginning of this camp meeting, that's what it's all about, to bring souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray that anointing would grip the hearts of one person or two or more in this house. If it's a person sitting here today, Lord, and said, my joy is not there like it used to be. I'm like that, a little like that elder brother. I've walked in here and I've seen people have the joy of the Lord, and I've seen them raise their hands and I've seen them shout, but Lord, it's missing in me this morning. But God, I got to find it. I got to find that joy. I got to run into your presence, God, and I got to find that joy. Lord, let it happen right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray.